Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. I'm always glad to be here.
The first report of African swine fever in Greece since 2020 is reported within the Swine Health Information Center's February e-newsletter. What has been happening in terms of the spread of African swine fever, and what are the latest developments?
Well, let's talk about Greece very briefly, Bruce. African swine fever hasn't been in Greece since 2020. And so this is the first time for multiple years that they found wild boar. Again, two dead wild boar in Greece. And that was near the border of Bulgaria, North Macedonia. So the expectation is, and the reports are, that most probably is, that is the movement of wild boar from those countries in the north down into Greece. And I think that's probably an illustration of the continued activity of ASF, especially in Eastern Europe, as well as another example is in South Korea. Wild boar continue to move, wild boar continue to harbor the virus and serve as a reservoir of infection. And it's very difficult to control those animals because they are out in the wild. There is no way to make that you've got every one of them. And so it's an extremely difficult thing. And that's probably the headline for the African swine fever movement for the last month or so. The wild boar continue to be active. They continue to be infected. They continue to be a nidus of infection. The same thing happened in South Korea, that wild boar were discovered in South Korea, the same issue. And so I think that's probably one of the things of emphasis for ASF at this time for this report.
What do these developments suggest for North America, especially given the wild boar and feral pig populations that exist in Canada and the U.S.?
Yeah, that's a very pertinent question, and it's a very difficult one, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to learn the lessons that are offered through the European experience with wild boar. As best we can determine, we in North America have about the same density of wild boar as in Europe. It's hard to compare the two directly because they do different measurements of boar density, but it looks like for our land mass, we have about the same spots of density as there are in Europe. And so our issue is learning those lessons of how they were able to or have been able to control it. One of the things, for example, is in Luxembourg. And in Luxembourg, there was an infection in wild boar. They successfully were able to isolate the wild boar in the area and work their way in and eradicate those wild boar in the area of infection and successfully remove ASF from their population of wild boar. That's a big lesson to learn, and I think that's one of the implications for North America. USDA Wildlife Services has been working very hard on plans to implement the same type of situation in North America in U.S. if that would happen here. The plan is to try to ring the infection, ring around the infection, and work your way in from the outside, meeting in the middle and eradicating all the boar as you go in. And so that has been successful in some places in Europe, and we're hopeful that that would be a successful plan. One of the things that our industry is doing in the U.S. is working with wildlife services, trying to encourage them to do field trials of the plan so we can see exactly how it could work and how successful it could be in elimination. There's a lot of planning that's been done, and we're cautiously optimistic, but we also know that given the European experience, if ASF gets into the wild boar population, the feral pig population in North America, it very well may be extremely difficult to take out.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I think that this is a North American issue. It is, there are wild pigs, there are feral pigs, wild boar in Canada, in the U.S., and in Mexico, and they don't respect borders, neither state, province, country borders. And so it's an issue that we all have to work on, we all have to be ready for, and I think it's one that all three countries recognize the importance of the quick response and importance of trying to control and eradicate any infected wild boars just as quickly as possible.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.